So we begin this year focusing on the Belgic Confession. You may or may not, hopefully you've read it before, and this is just review. But just a little reminder of this Confession of Faith. It was written in the 1500s. Actually, it was written in 1561. It was an attempt on the part of a pastor to explain to the civil government why it is that they were not Roman Catholic and were not following the Roman Catholic religion, which was the religion of the state of the time. At the same point in time, it states, or he stated, Guido de Bry stated, that they were in submission to authority. So we submit to authority, but our faith is based on the Bible. In the catechism, or in the confession itself, there's a statement that is made. Let's see if I can find it here. It was written to the Spanish king that they declared that they were ready to obey the government in all lawful things, although they would, quote, offer their backs to stripes, their tongues to knives, their mouths to gags, and their whole bodies to fire, rather than deny the truth of God's word. That's what they declared. That's what he declared. He wrote this confession, and they threw it over the walls of the city to communicate the faith, the Reformed faith. This was in Belgium. This was being ruled by the Spanish at the time. Guido sealed this confession of faith with his own blood. He was martyred because of these words. So we have a confession that we hold, and if you notice, Article 1 focuses on the only one God. Okay. So we're going to be considering that particular article for a couple weeks because there's so much there. And so let's stop and consider the statement that we just read. We believe with the heart and confess with the mouth that there is one only simple and spiritual being. And notice I want to focus on the three words there. One, and second is simple, and the third is spiritual. We are confused, or we are charged by the Muslim with saying that we worship three gods. And we confess because the Bible declares, or I should say God declares in the Bible, but there's only one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Jesus himself speaks about the one God. And so does the Apostle Paul. And so we understand that there is only one God, whereas, if you will, every other man, woman, and child worship themselves as a god, declaring that there is another god, themselves, their will. And there are many man-made religions that claim other than the true God. And so we confess the one who says, I am that I am. I am the self-existent God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Notice secondly the word simple. Kind of a strange word. God is simple. When we use the word simple, that can be a negative statement, right? Oh, this person is a simpleton. Someone simple, right? That's not the point. The point is that God is free from division. You can't divide God into parts. Now, the challenging thing is here we have in our confession a statement about he's eternal, incomprehensible, invisible, immutable, infinite, almighty. Those sound like parts, but you can't divide them. They're all interconnected with one another. God is one. God is simple in that way. He's not, you can't divide him. He is also spiritual. He's immaterial. He's invisible. Berkhoff says, God has a substantial being all his own and distinct from the world. God is spirit. As one catechism says, God is spirit and has not a body like men. Even though he does reference himself using human language, the eye of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the arm of the Lord, and so on and so forth. Those are all what we would call baby talk, God's way of communicating to us using human language, his power, his sovereignty, his love, and so on. But God is not divided. God is spiritual. Jesus taught, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we are granted the Spirit of God to worship God who is spirit. We'll continue on looking at these various aspects of God, attributes of God, and also if you want to meditate on those scriptures that are found in the sheet there in the bulletin.